Thanks, Vic. Mike, this is the second season the Adaptive Football League has partnered with the Cleveland Browns. Explain what the program's about.
Yeah, the program is an adaptive football league that we created last year, again, in partnership. It's our second season to give kids with special needs or disabilities the opportunity to play football. We created three divisions so that we didn't leave anybody out. The three divisions we have, an able-bodied division for kids who just have cognitive or developmental delays, so they can run and catch and do all the typical things that kids at the recreation programs do. We have a second division, and it's for kids in wheelchairs who just have a physical limitation. So cognitively, they can, you know, react and play the game just traditionally, but they're limited to their manual wheelchair. And then we've created a third division, which I'm thrilled to death about, and it's for kids who have both physical and cognitive developmental delays. The kids are in power wheelchairs, and we kind of create a game-like atmosphere for them, and it works. And we've just we've had a good time, and we're looking forward to season two.
And what was the idea behind starting this football league?
Well, we had a vision, and it started with our wheelchair basketball team that we have, and we thought there's a void with kids in participation. So a lot of the kids and the families and parents needed opportunities, places to go where their kids could play. So we kind of brainstormed some ideas, met with the Browns, and thought, you know, we have this idea. Let's see if we can make it work. And we just put it all down on paper. Last year, we kind of mapped it out, and we saw it all take shape. And so this year, we're going to just sort of redefine it and make it a little bit better. The kids that are in our league, they just don't have a place to play. They can't play for their high schools or their recreation teams because the speed of the game, the pace, you know, whatever that is. So it's an alternative, and that's how we came about creating the program. There are adaptive sports programs all over, but the way that we created it, we wanted to make sure that it was a place where the kids could learn some skills and develop, that they could get some physical activity, and you know, also just get out there with their peers and have the social interaction. So it's been a great success this far.
How do you think the kids personally benefit from this program?
Well, I think all three of the things that we just talked about is, it's the social interaction, because a lot of the parents are guarded. They don't want the kids to go out. They're a little fearful of, you know, something new. We bring them out there. I rarely say no to any family or child that wants to participate, and it just gives them the experience of being out on the field, catching a pass for the first time, running and scoring a touchdown, looking over to mom and dad who are on the sidelines, and just, you know, seeing that they have the video camera out. For us, it's also the skills development. We don't just take a ball out there and for an hour just throw it around and have it's organized. And we have a fantastic group of volunteers that assist us with this, that make it all possible. So we go out there and we try to teach the kids as much as we can, you know, in progress. And then it's the physical activity that a lot of them are lacking. So we get all three of those phases or stages in on an hour and a half that we're with the kids on, you know, on Saturdays. Yeah.
And what would you say the most rewarding part for you is?
Oh gosh, where do I start? Yeah, you know, for me, the reward is seeing the kid who may not have ever played catch with a dad or, you know, gone out in the front yard with his neighbors or his buddies, kind of come out there and gain and build some of that confidence from week to week, watching that growth and that development, and then being able to see the mom or the dad who, you know, has an older son or daughter or something, the siblings being out there supporting their brother or sister, because it's a co-ed league, watching them smile and high-five each other on the sidelines. It's just it's a heartwarming type of, you know, atmosphere for everybody out there.
What's made this such a successful partnership with the Browns?
With the exposure that we've received from the Cleveland Browns and just getting the awareness out there, I've worked with Matt Younker quite a bit on how do we promote our community program through the Achievement Centers for Children with the Browns, and with all the people and the connections that we've been able to establish through just the relationship with the Browns. It's been great. And the families appreciate it. This year we're looking forward to getting some player involvement, maybe doing some appearances. And it would be a lot of fun for those kids to have the opportunities to meet some of their, you know, favorite players. And again, second season, so sky's the limits for us. But we want to make sure that we do it right. We put a quality product out there, and the parents and the kids and the volunteers and everybody enjoy it.
And where can someone find more information about the program?
If you want to find more information, you go to our website, which is achievementcenters.org. You can click on the sports tab. There's a football link with schedules, locations, times, volunteer opportunities, sponsorship, a little bit of everything. Or you can always call me directly. It's 440-238-6200 and it's extension 245, and you can ask for Mike. I'd be happy to talk to you.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. Back to you, Vic.